Ronald was born in Boston and has lived in and around the city basically all his life. When he was a teenager in the 70s, he got caught up in drug-related crimes and went to jail for about 2 years. But that was only the beginning of a string of similar charges that have added up to more than 25 years of his life in jail. About 4 months ago, he finally emerged from a 9-year-long period in prison. Currently residing in Central Square, he's now looking for a job and some stability in his life. However, his years in jail have created a haunting paper trail. In the office of the Criminal History Systems Board in Chelsea, there's a computer containing records on roughly 2 million Massachusetts residents. These records document criminal convictions. But even if you've been erroneously arrested, searched, or interviewed, you may have a record there. Ronald is one of the people caught by this database. Criminal Offender Record Information, or CORI for short, is accessible to potential employers, public housing projects, and some private landlords. In fact, many records are open to CORI checks by anyone from the general public. The agency in Chelsea processes an average of 100,000 CORI checks every month. Felony records can date back as far as 15 years, and misdemeanor records as far as 10. Ronald describes the experiences of someone in his situation, released from jail with no housing or job, only a criminal record that dates back for years. He says that you have to build up strong networks and references from scratch.
Just being an ex-convict and coming out of the Department of Corrections isn't going to get you anything. Everything's a referral nowadays. It's not like you can just walk in. You got to come in with referral letters stating that you're homeless, stating that you're in this type of condition. The only places that you can really walk into it without any papers is a shelter. You see, that's where it all begins. Once you walk into the shelter and you stay there for a length of time, then you can start getting the letters that you need to get referred to all these services, and that opens up the door. Because everything, I haven't met a place yet where they don't want a referral letter. Most of your bigger job employment offices, other than the state run ones, they're looking for referral letters. Most of your transitional homes, they're looking for referral letters. So if one doesn't have a place to live when he first comes out or have a job to go to, then he better have a lot of references, a lot of referrals from a lot of different places.
Strong references can become necessary in the struggle to find housing and work. Ronald explains that people with CORI records are often stigmatized, stereotyped, and dismissed by employers and landlords who don't understand what the enigmatic codes and uncontextualized data of the CORI reports really say.
A lot of people out here don't know how to read CORIs. They don't understand it too well. So therefore, they could be making a lot of judgments on their lack of knowledge and their lack of understanding of things. What's happening here is CORI's become such a big issue that people just hear the word CORI and already they've already made a judgment. And, oh, you got a CORI. Okay, well, you know, they put you to the side, or they don't want to hire you, or they don't want to deal with anything in regards to you. And I think that's where the discrimination comes in, because they don't take it any further. And to me, that's discriminatory. I think that one should be able to, okay, yeah, I got a CORI, but let's see what my CORI is. Let's do a little bit more research.
One stereotype faced by people with CORI records is that they are past or potential sex offenders. However, a separate database called Sex Offender Record Information, or SORI, is used to document people convicted of sex offenses. Sometimes CORI reports are even inaccurate, as Ronald explains.
There's been inaccuracies. People have testified to that at the Judiciary Committee and the hearings that they're having now on CORI reform. If there are some inaccuracies, then people who are requesting your CORI are getting inaccurate information. So they're judging you based on false information. And I've heard stories of that happening in so many cases, that the injustice is done to the person that's looking to be hired. You see, and that's the tragedy of the whole situation, when things aren't correct as far as the CORI is concerned.
And changing an inaccurate CORI record isn't so easy. It involves petitioning to have the record changed, which can become tedious and intimidating.
If there are some inaccuracies, it's like anything else. It's like a credit check. You know how hard it is to get your credit corrected when you have inaccuracies on your credit report. Well, it's just as hard, if not more difficult, because you have to go through a lot more avenues. But I say it's just as trying sometimes to get to the bottom line of where the error was first committed at. And that means probably traveling back through the court system from the first time you were arrested all the way through. And sometimes, man, docket numbers can be wrong. So there's a lot of work that one has to put in to correct the inaccuracies on their query. And I guess that I would have to say that that's an individual task, more so than it would be left on the criminal board who puts out these queries. You'd have to do more of the legwork in correcting your query.
Public housing projects, whether funded by the state or the federal government, can deny housing to otherwise qualified applicants if a query check shows that they have an unwanted criminal record.
I've been around a lot of people who are going through the process of trying to get some type of assistance or subsidy housing. They do check your record in regards to that, and I guess they don't have to give it to you if there's certain crimes on your record. And I think that that's a great hurdle for people to overcome, so that's why we have such a big homeless population. That's one of the reasons why.
I asked Ronald if, given his familiarity with the state prison system and looming obstacles to rebuilding his life, he feels that discrimination based on query checks is connected to racial discrimination.
Yes, I do. And let me say it a little bit like this. I don't know the exact percentage of blacks and Hispanics or minorities in comparison to whites in Massachusetts, but because I've been in the prison systems, if you were to go up and walk around the different prisons, you would see a higher proportionate of blacks and Hispanics in prison in comparison to the population. And if you did the same in comparison with whites in prison, it wouldn't equal out, it wouldn't balance out. So with that being a part of the picture, and then having the query, you see, I see a greater population of Hispanics and blacks. I feel that it's affecting a greater population of the minority population than it is the white population. Whereas some people may overlook some things when it comes to a white person applying for a particular job because they're white and they're going in front of the majority of white people. And they're willing probably to give them a break before they give the black person a break, or a Latino person a break, or whoever the minority person may be, you know. So yes, there's some racism involved, and it's just the way the system is, I believe, here in Massachusetts, of what I've seen and what I know and what I've come to understand about the system. These are my own personal conclusions that I come to. There's a lot of racism involved, from the court system all the way up into the prison system, and then once one comes to the back out into the community and going through the reintegration process, it doesn't leave much room for greater advancement in life. It sort of like keeps people down to certain entry level jobs. It really binds a person up. It keeps him where he can't really, unless he has a lot of faith, can't see a future that's brighter. And that's what everybody, I think, in life excels for, something that's brighter in life. You know, they want to see a brighter future. They want to have a vision. And I think somehow it cripples the vision in people.
According to the Union of Minority Neighborhoods, African Americans are 5.4% of the population in Massachusetts, but 26.4% of incarcerated adults. Latin Americans are 6.8% of the population, but 26.2% of incarcerated adults. In Boston, the unemployment rate for African American men is 42%. Ronald also had several concrete ideas about how we need to change query.
Well, first, I would like a greater understanding to go out about sorries and queries so that the public could have an understanding that there is a big difference. Because I think when you mix the two, the public says, oh, I don't want to reform query because they're looking at a quarry like a sorry. And of course we know there needs to be some protection when it comes to sexual offenders. I mean, that's just common sense, you know. But when it comes to the quarries in general, anybody can basically have a quarry if they've been convicted of a crime. And even if you haven't been convicted of a crime, sometimes cases that are filed or dismissed, they'll come up on a quarry. I think they need to come up with better guidelines. What certain crime can disqualify a person from this particular job? People may, all they see is robbery. All they see is the word assault. You see, and there are differences. And less, one can be less of an offense than others. And I think that the public needs, along with the court, back, they need an education around the crimes. I think there should be some type of directory there along with the crimes, so that employees can come to a better understanding about making decisions with people who have quarries. For me, I just think that there should be a shorter time limit with the quarries and with people being able to get their record seals. It doesn't take 11 to 15 years for a person to change their life around. I think that if that was shortened, a lot more people would be more willing to do greater things in a shorter period of time, knowing that they could have their record sealed forever, where nobody could go digging in there to pick out things on them, protecting society, but also opening up doors where we'll find a balance, a scale of a balance where we don't penalize people after they've done their time.
A grassroots campaign to change Corey took off last Wednesday with a public meeting in Cambridge, which was attended by former prisoners, community organizers, concerned residents, and State Representative Byron Rushing. People pledged to wage a long, energetic campaign to transform the record checks. If you need advice about Corey, call the Corey Project of the Massachusetts Law Reform Institute at 617-357-0700. Extension 504. To get involved in the campaign to change Corey, visit www.unionofminorityneighborhoods.org or call 617-989-8078. In Boston, this is Home Fries.